Right, today's Dafayoimi is actually something very interesting. It starts off from Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph in Shabbos. And in today's Daf, we start the Mishnah about all the Melachos. The Mishnah goes through listing out all the Melachos from Chayrush, Zoyrea, Kleitzer, and so on and so forth. All the Melachos. And it's interesting to note that the Gemara says that all the Melachos were done in the Mishkan. All the Melachos were in the Mishkan. That's what they did in the Mishkan, and from the fact that the Torah said you shouldn't do it, all these Melachos in the Mishkan, that means that building the Mishkan is not Doicha Shabbos. From there we see that all the Melachos are Doicha Shabbos. That all the Melachos that we do in the Mishkan are not allowed to be done on Shabbos. And the question is that Chayrush, Zoyrea, Kaitza are all to do with planting in the land, planting in soil. Klal Yisrael at that time were in the Midbar. They were in the Midbar. There was no soil around. Things didn't grow there. So if things didn't grow there, so then obviously when the Torah says when you build the Mishkan, don't do Chayrush, were they really saying don't do Chayrush? Is that what the Rebbeinu Shlomo told Klal Yisrael, don't do Charisha? There was no Charisha, there was no Zuriyah, there was no Ketzira to be done in the Midbar. The Midbar was an empty land, it was barren, and even if you wanted to plant there, you wouldn't plant there. We know the Pasuk says, Koyamar Hashem, Rebbeinu Shleilam told Klal Yisrael, Lech Teich Acharei B'Midbar B'Eretz Loi Zorua. You went after me, B'Midbar B'Eretz Loi Zorua. In the Midbar, it's the Eretz Loi Zorua. It was a place where you couldn't plant anything. And the Rebbeinu Shleilam was showing his love for Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael's love for the Rebbeinu Shleilam, that they went with the Rebbeinu Shleilam B'Eretz Loi Zorua. So obviously, L'chayra, in the Midbar, there was nothing to be planted there. And therefore, the question is, so where's Chayrush, Zoyrea, and the Midbar? They didn't do that. another place where you find this is in Rashi, in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph. Rashi says that the three mitzvahs that Klal Yisrael only did when they came into Eretz Yisrael, which is Orla, and other mitzvahs that have to do with planting. Says Rashi, do you know why? Because in the Midbar they didn't plant things. There was nothing to plant. Where should they plant it? So therefore, we need an explanation over here. The Gemara says in Chulin, that the halacha of Kisei Adam is to cover the dam, right? The mitzvah of Kisei Adam that we do to chaya v'oifis, after a person shechts an animal, a chaya, a wild animal, or a bird, then you have to cover the blood. That halacha, you have to use offer, you have to use earth that's royal is royal. It has to be fit for planting. Says Tosfos, I've got a kasha. Gemara says, in Avodah Zarah, there's a machlokes Reb Yosi and the Rabbanon. If you've got Avodah Zarah, you have Avodah Zarah, so you have to be mevatel it. So what you do is, so the Gemara says, you put it into, make it into small pieces, and once it's into small pieces, you mix it with the ground, and you throw it in the air, you throw it into the river. And the Rabbanon hold, you can't do that, because it's still fit for fertilizer. That's the Machlokes Rabbanon and Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says you can leave it as earth, and Rabbanon says, no, don't leave it as earth, because it's fit to be fertilizer. Says the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Rabbi Yosi brings a raya from a posuk. How do I know, says Rabbi Yosi, that he could make it into offer? And I don't care that it's fit for fertilizer, because the posuk says by the eagle that Moshe Rabbeinu, after the eagle, he disintegrated the eagle into small pieces and into offer. Says Rabbi Yosi, I see from over here that there's no problem, even if it's fit for fertilizer. As Tosfos, Akasha Gavalt, they're in the Midbar. What do you mean it's roi for? What is Rabbi Yosi's raya because they made it into offer, it was, even though it was still fit for fertilizer, but still, we're not worried about it. We're in the Midbar, they did the Eagle in the Midbar, there's no fit for fertilizer. What are they going to do with fertilizer in the Midbar? The whole reason why the Rabbanon say that if it's fit for fertilizer, it's a problem, is because it's still Royal Anor. Klal Yisrael in the Midbar wasn't Royal Anor. Says Tosfos, I see from here a raya that in the Midbar, the ground in the Midbar was Ro'i Lizroya. One can plant, one can sow in the Midbar. That's what Tosfos says. So we see over here that it's not so simple. The Midbar was a place that things could grow. That it was a place that things could grow. And therefore, we don't have a problem of Harisha, Chayrish, and Zayri. However, this is still not so simple. There's a Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara is talking about the Mon. And the Gemara says, what's so special about the Mon? The Gemara says that what's special about the Mon is that when a person ate the Mon, it got swallowed up into his limbs. And that's why the Gemara says it was called Lechem Abirim. Lechem Abirim. Abirim is Midloshen Eivorim. The limbs of a person, the bread, the Mon got swallowed up into his limbs and he had no need to let anything out. Because it got swallowed, it was Nivla Beivorim. Says the Gemara, asked the Gemara Akasha, but we have a posuk. V'yoseit tia lecho alei zinecho, v'yatzos hasham achutz. We have a posuk telling us that if a person needs to be excused, he should go out the machane. Where was this nogea? The mon was Nivla Beivorim. There was nothing to let out. It was Nivla Beivorim, says the Gemara. And in the Midbar, all they had was mon. Says the Gemara, no, because they bought things from the merchants of the Goyim, so that those things that they bought from the Goyim still needed, that those things weren't mon, and therefore they needed the Beit HaKisei for that. The Gemara goes on, and the Gemara says, according to Ramam and Da'ama, even what they bought from the Tagrei Umay Sa'ilam, the mon made that food be swallowed up into the limbs. So they still didn't need the Beis HaKisei. Says the Gemara, do you know when they needed it? After they complained about the mon, the Ribbono Shel Olam said, do you know what? Okay, we're not going to do this. Nivla Beivorim, I'm not going to let it anymore be swallowed up in your limbs. And therefore, from that stage on, that's when they needed the Beis HaKisei. And the simple question is, why did the Gemara comes along with Tagrei Umay Sa'ilam, they bought things from the merchants of Goyim. Why did they have to come on to that? They grew things themselves, according to Tosfos that we just mentioned, they grew things in the Midbar. So they didn't have to buy things from the Tagrei Umay Sa'ilam, they bought things in the Midbar. Says the Chasam Sofer, and other Achrayim, and the Netziv, they both say, the Elomai, we see something strange over here, but it's a kasha, but Elomai, we have to say, that what Klal Yisrael grew in the Midbar was only machal behemah, was only for animal food. Only animal food. But for human food, that they didn't grow at all. And therefore, that's why the Gemara has to come on to the Tagrei Umay Sa'ilam. That's why the Gemara says that the only thing that they needed the Beis HaKisei for was only for what they bought from the Goyish merchants. But what they grew themselves, that was only animal food. However, it doesn't answer all the problems. Because that's not all what they ate in the Midbar. They didn't just eat mon. And they didn't just eat what they bought from the Goyisha merchants. They had meat. They brought karbonos. And when they brought karbonos, they ate the meat. The shlamim they brought, which they're allowed to eat, they brought karbonos. Now what happened to that meat? Wasn't that meat? Was that meat there for that? They also needed the v'yosei tia lecha alezinecho. They also needed to abeis hakisei for that. Over here, there's a powerful Chaim Volozhin. A powerful Chaim Volozhin, he talks about it in his Pirush to Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Gimel, Mishneh Gimel. And over here he says that in a food, interestingly enough, in a food, there's Ruchnius as well. A food is made up of Gashmius and Ruchnius. Yes, there's Ruchnius in food as well. Food doesn't only nourish the guf, the physical being. Food nourishes the neshama as well. There's Ruchnius in food. And he says when a person eats, then he's connecting together the guf and the neshama. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's not all it. There's a third part that's in food. He said before Chet Adam Arishayim, then food, like the man, was Nivla Beivorim. Because it was good and only good. It was the goodness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It was only good. And therefore, because there was no Ra, there was nothing Ra in it, therefore it was Nivla Beivorim. However, after Chet Adam Arishayim, when Chava and Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas Toi Vara, so then the Ribbono Shel Olam brought Ra into the Bria. There was Ra into the Bria, and that affected the food. And that's why the Pasuk says, "V'koytz v'darda tatzmiach loch." The food had Ra inside. It grew thorns, and that's when it started. That food that had Ra inside, the Ra, the bad part of the food, needed to be let out, and it wasn't nivla be'ivorim. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that carried on until the eagle. Because we know that at Chet Adam Arishon, because they ate from the Eitz Hadas, that was the Zuamo that we all know. The Zuamo. Right? That was the Zuamo. And Chazal tell us, the Gemara and Shabbos tells us, soon be coming up in the Daf, that the Zuamo came back, the Zuamo went away at Matan Torah. And when did that Zuama come back? When they did the Egel. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin that the mon had this segula inside that it was nivla be'ivorim. It was nivla be'ivorim. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, when they did the Egel, that's when the Zuama came back, that's when this stopped. The mon stopped to be nivla beivorim because there was a zuam. Says Reb Chaim Volozhin, he goes further and he says korbanos is exactly the same thing. He says when we bring a korban to the Eibishter, then what we bring up on the mizbeach that burns up, that literally burns up the ra that's in the food. And when a person eats from the korban, then this korban now is kuloi sholein, is kuloi goodness of the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's full. It's like Adam Arishon Kodem Achet. As we know that in the Beis HaMikdosh there were 10 Nisim, Asar Nisim, Nasa Aviseinu, but Beis HaMikdosh, and the Mepharshim say because, what's Pshat, there was Asar Nisim? Really there weren't Nisim. This was just bring back the level of Adam Arishon Kodem Achet, where there was no kilkel, there was no bad, there was no ra in the world. And therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, where they ate the karbonos, was the same thing. There was no ra. That ra was burnt up on the mizbech. And that's why, says Reb Chaim Volozhin, that's why you want to know, Klal Yisrael in the midbar, V'yosei tiyalei zinech, why didn't they need it for the basa? No, they didn't need it for the basa, because that basa was kuloi ruchnius. Was kuloi ruchnius. Now we've got to understand over here. What's this zuamo? What happened? Chet Adam Arishon, what exactly, what's Zuamo happened? Zuamo came, and Matan Torah, by Matan Torah went away, but the Eger that came back, well, what's going on here? What is this Zuamo? So the Baalei Musa tell us, Zuamo is something called Elilim, Elilus. It's something to do with Avodah Zarah, to do with Kefira, something to do with on the contrary of Einoid Milvadoi, when Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, that Zuama was because now the Ribbono Shel Olam wasn't anymore the Einoid Milvadoi. And the Kolboy in his Agoda, he says what we say on Seder night: Ilu kirovanu lifnei Har Sinai v'lo nosa lanu es haTorah dayenu. Says the Kolboy something very interesting. Says the Kolboy, what's pshat? Ilu kirovanu lifnei Har Sinai. What was the tachlis of coming to Har Sinai without being mekabel the Torah? Ilu kirovanu lifnei Har Sinai v'lo nosa lanu es haTorah. What was the whole tachlis? The tachlis of Har Sinai was Kabbalah Satoira. If there's no Kabbalah Satoira, what was the aim? Says the Kolboy, no. At Har Sinai, even before Kabbalah Satoira, that was a time when Posko HaZuama. The Zuama went away. Do you know why? Because they saw very clearly, Ein Oid Mavadoi. It was so clear to them. Ein Oid Mavadoi. And for sure, if that's the way it happened, there was a reason why it had to be that way. It had to be that before Matan Torah, they had to come to a level of Einoy Milvadoi. And of course, to say they've gone through Kriyas Yamsov, they saw Ra Shifcha Layom Asher Lay Ra Yecheskel Ben Buzi. Of course, they went, they saw Gevaldik Hasachem, but obviously it was missing a level. And that level was completed by Har Sinai. By when they came to Har Sinai with Poskva Zuamo, so when they saw the Einoy Milvadoi, that's the Zuamo automatically went away because now they don't have it. They see so clearly the Einoy Milvadoi. There's no more Zuamo, there's no more contrary to Einoy Milvadoi because they see it so clearly. And of course, they needed that for Kabbalah Satoira. They had to come to such a level for Kabbalah Satoira. Because Kutchabrichu Vayraisav Yisrael Chatu, Kalal Yisrael, and the Ribbono Shel Olam on Torah is Chad. And if there's missing any connection to any one of them, then we don't have Torah. Because Torah is the Chefts of Torah, is Kutchabrichu Vayraisav Yisrael Chatu. Therefore, if there's any missing connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam, then it's not Torah, that's not Torah B'Shleimus. So they had to come to the level of Einoid Milvadoi. By Har Sinai, they have to see it, they have to visualize it and internalize it in order to get to be Mekabel the Torah. We also, we're coming to Kabbalah Satoira, we've got to live the Einoy Milvadoi. And obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam has put us in a situation now where it's so clear, we see it with our own two eyes in front of us. And the Pasuk says, V'yodato ayoyim v'ashay v'yso ele levavecho. A person needs to know Ki Hashem hu alekim. But it says in the Pasuk, V'yodato ayoyim, you have to know V'ashay v'yso ele levavecho. And the Bali Musa say that even though a person's head is not so far from a person's heart, but from the V'yodato ayoyim to the V'ashay v'yso ele levavecho is worlds apart. People can know the Ribbono Shel Olam, but till they get to the V'ashay v'yso ele levavecho, till they internalize it, could be miles, could be worlds apart, could be years till we get there. But now the Ribbono Shel Olam has put us into a situation where we see it. We must be mad not to understand it, not to internalize it. The Reb Chaim Volozhin has got a skula, where he calls a skula nifla'a, in order to have the bitachon that we need for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he says an amazing thing, and he's not the only one who says it. The Chai V'Salvava says it, and the Rambam says it. But he spells it out. And he says, I'm going to read you what he says. He says, U'be'emes u'inyan godoil u'sagula nifla'o l'choser to remove an avatel me'olav kol dinim r'tzoynais acherim, to remove from him any dinim and wants that people want to do to you shalai yuchlu lishlai boy, that they can't be shaylat on you. V'layasaboy shum roishum. Kusha adam kaiveya beliboy lemoy. When a person is kaiveya beliboy, he internalizes that what? That haloy Hashem, hu ho alekim hu amiti. The Ribbono Shel Olam is alekim. Ve'ein oid milvadoy. There's no one else. Ve'ein oid milvadoy yisporach shum koyach bo'ilam. There's nothing else in the world. V'chala ilam is kalal. In the whole ilamas, in this world, in all the ilamas, there's only the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'akol moli rak achdusay ha'poshet yisporach. ומבטל בליבוי ביטל גומר, ואין המשקיח כלל, and he's על שום כוח רות, and he's not ביטח, he's not ביטוחן in any other כוח in the world, says the Rav Shachayim, כן יספיק, הוא יספרח ביודוי, the Rabbi Mishloilom is going to do the same to him, שממילו יספקנו מעולוב, all the other koichas, I'm not going to be able to be shoylet over him at all. A moira dikazach, says Rabbi Chaim Veloshim, that if a person seriously internalizes Shashem Wolekim, then we made the Rabbi Mishloilom is going to take away all other powers over him. A person is going to be only in the Rishus of the Rabbi Mishloilom, because the Rabbi Mishloilom runs the world with Teva. But if a person understands that Teva is not Teva, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Hashem says, I'm going to remove the Teva. I'm going to work with you without Teva. There's a famous story of the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi says that the Beis HaLevi, what happened was, when he was a Rav in Brisk, what happened was, the police came in, and the police were looking for smuggled goods, and they were looking for smuggled goods, and there was this Yid called Ramesha Rachava. He in his house, he only had these smuggled goods. And the police were going from house to house looking for these goods, looking for anyone who has these things. So Rav Moshe Rachva runs to the Rav, the Beis HaLevi, and he says to the Beis HaLevi, Rebbe, they're looking for me. What am I going to do? The Beis HaLevi went over to the Sfarim Shafa. He took out Nefesh HaChaim, and for 2 hours straight, they learned the Nefesh HaChaim, Shah Gimel, Perig Yubeis, Ube Emel, Su Inyan, Godel, Skula, Nifla, Lahosa. This ganze Shtickel that I just read out. For 2 hours straight, they learned together, and they internalized it, and they visualized it, and they lived it. After 2 hours, there was a knock on the door. Rav Moshe Rachva's wife knocked on the door, and he said, it was Mamash Baderech Nes, the police missed out their house. And we know what the secret was. Because when a person is Baiteach only in the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Ribbono Shel Olam acts with him, Shalai Kaderech HaTeva. And punt, if you want to know the story, what happened was, the police was in the middle of the day. So in the middle of the day, they sat down for lunch and they made a mark on the floor to mark which house they're up to. And after they finished their lunch, they didn't know whether that mark, did they do the house and now they have to do the next house? Or they haven't yet done this house. They didn't know. And therefore, they decided, you know, we probably did it, and they moved on. That was the Derech Nes. But we know that what the secret was. This is what we have to come on to before Kabbalah Satayra, because we saw that Klal Yisrael needed the Eloi Mavadeh, they had to see it by our Sinai. When we come to Kabbalah Satayra, we also have to, in order to, with Kabbalah Satayra, we also have to see this. But there, Mitzvah, we should come to Kabbalah Satayra, see the Eloi Mavadeh, and live it, visualize it, it's so clear, and with that, Zuchus should bring the Geulah, the Kula Kreva, Bimhera Biyomenu, Amen.